gasoline is now under $2.50 a gallon in much of the country. In some states, it, by the way, just hit $1.99 a gallon.
I'd like to know where those gas stations are.
I know, that's right.
I haven't seen $1.99, but gas prices are coming down. It is one of the areas where energy is coming down.
I went to BJ's. You know, that's my spot to get my gas.
Yep.
$2.24.
I think that's a very skewed. And I don't think you should be telling people that.
Lloyd's more closer. As of Wednesday, there were only four states whose average price for a gallon of regular gas was below $2.50, according to AAA.
So nothing is at $1.99 yet.
Is that the national average?
It's the national average.
Okay.
And apparently there are about 100 stations that do have $1.99 gas.
Yeah.
What?
But there are like 100,000 stations.
Yeah, right, right. Okay. So still a very small sample size. But Donald Trump talked a lot about affordability last night. Let's talk to John Selleck, the CEO and chief strategist at Harbor Strategic. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I mean, talking about politics like this is a lot more soothing when we have the Christmas music playing.
Isn't it?
Let's just talk about
Christmas. You saw President Trump. He didn't do the speech from his desk in his office like he's been doing. He did it in front of a warm fireplace with garland all around and a Christmas tree. And everyone's trying to take advantage of the Christmas spirit.
That's exactly right. What did you make of Donald Trump's address to the nation last night?
Well, I think not only he personally realizes he's got to start talking about costs, but to me, it's the people in his party that are running for re-election in Congress and people who are running for open seats in the U.S. Senate, like Mike Rogers. They're like, we need some help here. You are the biggest holder of the bullhorn. You're the president of the United States. And so I think what we're seeing is just the front end of a series of tactics the president will use to try to change the conversation to the economy. I think for a long time, people felt we were really focused on foreign affairs, and in a lot of cases, rightly so. But, you know, there's never a time not to bring up Christmas again where you understand what prices are like than when you're buying presents for your families and loved ones. And so he needed to get going and address that. I just think this is the very front end of a lot of different tactics we'll see where he tries to enter that fight on the domestic agenda.
John, there was, to me, a lot of grievance rhetoric in the speech, too. And from a strategic standpoint, you know, when a president is facing a tough midterm, is it more effective to lean into that sense of being under attack by the past administration? Or does there come a point where the, you know, I inherited a mess argument kind of loses its punch when it comes to, you know, independent voters and other voters?
Right. That's a great point. And one thing the president has always been good at is finding a quote enemy unquote as a rallying point for his team and for what he says he's working against. And that's the problem most presidents get into, that what is the honeymoon? When does it end? Was it 3 months in? Was it 6 months in? Where now it's all on your plate. And, you know, he's making maybe one of the only cases he can here is this is going to take a while. And that wasn't my fault. Remember why you picked me, because it was such a disaster. But, you know, my sense is we're pretty much at the outer edge or a little past the ability to do that. He pulled that out last night as a reminder of how he got elected and what he was doing. But it still is on his plate to do something about it. And I think he recognized that. That's why he was doing this speech, even, you know, Lloyd. And so I don't know. We'll probably see him bring up President Biden. And maybe President Biden misses being in the mix. He'll be glad to be brought up again when people see him on TV now.
You kind of addressed this, but just the timing of everything, Wednesday before Christmas, making the speech about, like, look at all the things I've done. Why do you think do it then and there?
I think if any of us could figure out the timing and the weave of how things work here, we'd be really wealthy people.
Well, the strategist. What do you think? Why?
My sense is the latest thing that was taking the president's team off balance was this Vanity Fair thing. And that's not the only reason a president goes out and gives a speech about the economy. The economy, you know, the economy is stupid. That's the number one issue almost always. And it was for the president to win this time, and it'll be for the Republicans next year. If they're going to try to hold on to Congress and a lot of other things like winning the Michigan governor's race. And just a number of things seem to be taking the president away from directly addressing the economy. He's not the kind of guy that's going to go, I feel your pain. So he's not going to go there. But he does have to at least start talking about it and be combative about it. I think the Vanity Fair thing was maybe a final straw into like, whoa, we need to get back on message here. But, you know, he previously too, Jamie, had tried spinning that costs were a hoax or something that, you know, the Democrats invented. And that's the problem with all the stats that he put out there last night. It doesn't really matter to me if they were all right or all wrong. There's a mixed bag there for sure. It's the sense that people won't believe it no matter what, because their general overall mood is, this sucks. This is terrible. It's not going well. You can tell me that one thing went down in price, but I'm still suffering. This effort is like turning a ship. It's taken down many presidents. What I think this president has to be concerned about is keeping a Republican majority, at least one of the houses, going into next year, because just on a policy basis, if he loses control of the House and the Senate, the second 2 years of his presidency are going to be pretty limited to proclamations and fending off investigations and fights from the Democrats. That is really the main thing I see him thinking. When I come back from vacation in January, I want all my members of Congress running for election to feel like I started the effort to turn the ship on the economy.
John Selleck, always appreciate the insight. Thank you. If we don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to all three of you.
Yeah, you got
it. Thank you.
Here's the other part, too. From a strategic perspective, mm-hmm. where I think this was smart, if Donald Trump has a Christmas party at the White House and he's got supporters there and he addresses the crowd there, there, of course, would be media there. There, of course, would be coverage. But, you know, the CNNs of the world, what is it, MS Now, you know,
yeah.
They have a propensity not to carry some of Donald Trump's events,
That's
speeches,
right.
things
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
What he forced them into doing last night, because he addressed the nation, right, from the White House, everybody broke programming.
That's right.
ABC, NBC, CBS, everybody cut into what they were what they had scheduled to carry this presidential address. And so he was able to get out in front of everybody. He was able to get out in front of the entire country. And I think to a certain extent, to John's point, provide some sort of cover for some of these other Republicans that are running for these seats that might be up for grabs, going, we need to adjust this. We need to take control, back control mm-hmm. of the narrative on affordability. We need to show people what we've done so that that will help us in the midterms.
Well, the reason that the network stopped covering his long speeches, because they're long,
yes. right.
and B, they continued to say facts that weren't true, which happened again last night. And when John was like, you know, some facts were right and some facts were wrong, like, for me, I can't take it when the facts are so easily researched and not true. That really bothers me, but that's something within me. And the school I went to a journalism school where you are right when you say
something.
Again,
that's yeah. not unique to Donald Trump. He maybe does it a little more.
He does it way more.
But presidents go up there and smudge the facts a lot.
Yeah, we fact-checked all of them. We fact-checked all of them, but I don't know if we fact-checked as much as this.
Well, that's I'm not saying that's not true, but I'm saying right. this isn't. It's not unique to Donald Trump where
no,
they go up
no,
and boost up their numbers a little bit. We'd love to hear from you what you thought of Donald Trump's address to the nation last night. What was your reaction? You heard it here on WJR, 800-859-0957. It's JR Morning.